From the News Center, a news focus.
A solar array project unveiled in Carlisle this past week will not only generate renewable power, but also provide real benefits for farmers and pollinator insects. The 7-acre solar array will provide power to the HQ at Giant Foods, the major supermarket chain. Under and around the panels, the site will provide ample space for a variety of native plants like butterfly milkweed and blue mistleflower, selected to attract the pollinating insects critical to nearby farms. According to Center for Pollinators and Energy Director Rob Davis, this array will serve as a model for projects anticipated to be developed over the next decade.
More than 3 million acres of land will be used for ground mount solar projects. So the projects we build today will inform all of the best practices we use tomorrow and next year and the year after that.
The project is the first pollinator-friendly solar array to open in the Commonwealth. Robin Ernst is president of Ernst Pollinator Service, which designed the seed mix and planted the seeds at the solar array. She said the plantings will have multiple benefits for the site.
By being revegetated with native pollinators, we're able to help build those soils. We have stronger root systems in place that will help with runoff, add beautification, and provide habitat for our pollinators.
She said the flowering plant species will be in blooms by the summer of 2021, and the meadow should be fully functional the following year. Davis said the project shows that any city, county, company, or organization can plan and build a pollinator solar array by following what he calls a pollinator-friendly scorecard.
The scorecard is a flexible, science-based tool that demonstrates that within the managed landscape of a solar farm, there's enough flowers and flowering vegetation to provide a meaningful benefit for pollinators at scale.
Those scorecards can be downloaded at beeslovesolar.org. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.